Leading our news this morning, Qantas boss Alan Joyce will meet unions this morning to begin talks on his massive job cuts. The airline plans to shed 5,000 jobs after announcing a $235 million loss. The federal government is backing away from giving Qantas a debt guarantee. Instead, Prime Minister Tony Abbott is pressuring Labor to support a change to the Qantas Sale Act to allow the airline more foreign investment. Prime Minister Tony Abbott is facing a growing backbench revolt against his paid parental leave scheme. Two more government backbenchers have come out publicly to express their concerns about it. Many coalition MPs think the $5.5 billion price tag is too high. Armed men have stormed government buildings in Ukraine's Crimea region and raised the Russian flag. The country's acting president has warned Russia against military aggression in the region. The United States says Russia must respect Ukraine's sovereignty. A suicide car bomb has exploded in the Somali capital Mogadishu, killing at least 12 people. The bomb went off near the headquarters of the security services. Most of the dead were civilians at nearby cafes and restaurants. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. North Korea has test-fired four short-range missiles into the sea from an east coast base. The tests coincide with annual military exercises between the United States and South Korea, which Pyongyang views as rehearsals for an invasion.